I'm sorry I made you fry in this weather, but I had to leave the sanatorium immediately. We'll make it, Mr. Arghorn. They let me out. I'm cured. I can be Norman Osborn again. Not that other creature. The board can't fire me. I built this company. How dare they? Teach them a lesson they won't forget. Ah, we are getting anywhere. It's time, Doctor. Mr. Osborn, I didn't hear. Never mind that. We're proceeding with a human trial. Human? I can't possibly condone. Dr. Strom, either prepare the chamber or your resignation. Either way, I'm testing the serum now.
Spider-Man, a fluke, a scientific anomaly. But what happens to someone whose physiology is conditioned to thrive when combined with Oz compound? What then? You don't like.
You?
I'm in charge here.
There's no reason to wait any longer.
He's resting, and I wanted to be ready for your arrival. I have something I want to...
You seem troubled, son.
Troubled? Gee, you think? I failed my cow test because Peter abandoned me. Why, this crowd won't cut me a break.
Enough. You're parked in a no-winding zone. Take some responsibility. Peter's not the reason you failed. You want to pass a test? Study. You want to be popular? Be popular. Take control of your destiny, boy. Harry. Life's pretty simple. You cowboy up and do what you have to do. It seems you could use some friends, Peter. That'd be cool. And perhaps you'll be a friend to my Harry. Help keep his mind on his studies. I wish you would stop micromanaging my life. Give me reasons not to. I won't have Fury getting his hooks into my prize. Spider-Man will be owned by Oscorp, not S.H.I.E.L.D. Tell your agents to find him. He's probably right under your nose. Trouble, son? Put it all behind you, Harry. This is a brand new beginning. Walk with me, Harry. Son, the Osborn name will always be associated with genius. Take today, for example. When the smartest school around no longer wanted you, I created an even smarter school. To save you from the embarrassment. And if I have to take action to ensure that your research from Horizon is lost, I'll do that too.
I expect it's from right.
Peter Parker! How the hell are you? Speak of the devil. Mr. Osborn. Oh, please. How long have we known each other? It's Mr. Mayor. It's Norman. Norman! We should have confiscated this equipment long ago. But... thank you for your great service to our country. These folks will escort you to Oscorp Robotics, where you'll receive the latest in prosthetics.
Hi, Dad. I ain't your daddy. Yeah, yeah. I know all about your current situation. It's Cletus, right? That's Mr. Chastity to you. Whatever. Frankly, Dad, I'm getting really bored with you going off forgetting who you really are. I mean, I understand why you would. It's just a shame the rest of us can't. I don't have time for this Osborn family drama. Where's the kid? It's a real shame, my daddy.
I hope you all understand that I've been extremely busy the past several days, which has prevented me from speaking with you. To thank you all for your patience, today I will answer any and all questions you may have.
Mind if I go first? Spider-Man, we'd like to get your opinion. Have you come to confront Norman Osborn about the newly adopted superhero regulation bill?
Have you finally come to turn yourself in, Spider-Man?
Turn myself in? Good one. I'm here because something's been bugging me.
Bugging you?
Yeah.
Whether it's stopping a petty theft here and there, or saving a bus full of passengers from a runaway vehicle.
Mr. Osborn, I died either.
Do you remember this?
I do. Yeah, a few weeks ago I stopped some muggers from robbing that guy.
You also swung out of nowhere and saved that boy from getting hit by a truck. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That boy you saved is my son, Harry. From that day, I vowed I would find Spider-Man and repay him for saving Harry's life.